Well, more than a dozen charities are participating in a fundraising event connected to bike-friendly Kalamazoo's third annual Fall Bike Celebration Weekend. In fact, we're about a month out. September 18th, a Saturday, is the date of this event, a ride that'll start and end at the Vicksburg Community Pavilion next to the Vicksburg Historic Village. And one of the nonprofits who will be benefiting from this event is Communities in Schools of Kalamazoo. James Devers is executive director, and he's with us this morning on WKZO to tell us more. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Appreciate a chance to talk with you. So tell us a little bit about Communities in Schools of Kalamazoo and its mission in our communities.
Sure. Communities in Schools of Kalamazoo, our mission is to surround students with a community of support, empowering them to stay in school and achieve in life. And the work that we do is centered around that mission, of course, and is done in the school buildings. So that's our unique spin. There's a lot of social service agencies in the community, but we're one of the few that's actually embedded inside of school buildings.
And your organization is participating in the multi-charity ride event next month in Vicksburg. Tell us why you're involved in this.
Well, collaboration is one of our core tenets, and whenever community organizations, charities are coming together to support each other and to ultimately support the folks in our community, we like to be a part of that. And also, too, of course, it's a great opportunity to have a fellowship and to get the word out about communities and schools.
James Devers is with us, Executive Director of Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo. And as you approach another school year, speaking of support, your organization will probably have some challenges in supporting those in the schools in this coming school year.
For sure, yeah. So the biggest challenge, since we're exclusively in Kalamazoo Public Schools, is this is going to be a big transition for students that have been virtual all of last school year. So this will be their first encounter, many of them in person, in over 18 months. So there's some things that we anticipate, and then, of course, there's some things that are just unknown. But we're ready to provide what our students need, whether it's physical needs, whether it's emotional needs or mental health needs. We're ready.
Well, for this big event next month, it's about a month away in Vicksburg, Ride for a Reason, and it will benefit a number of nonprofits in our area. And how does communities and schools expect to benefit from being part of this event?
Yes. Well, as I mentioned earlier, awareness is one big piece. But the other part is that, you know, whenever we raise money through events like this, it goes directly to supporting kids. And that's ultimately, how we'll put the money to use.
And James, where will people be able to find information about Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo?
Sure. www.cisofkalamazoo.org.
Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo, one of a number of nonprofit organizations that will benefit from your participation in the Kalamazoo Fall Bike Celebration Weekend event known as Ride for a Reason, which will take place in Vicksburg on Saturday, September the 18th. More information on the bike event available at fallbikecelebration.org. James Devers is Executive Director of Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo with us on WKZO this morning, and thanks so much for sharing information about your wonderful organization.
All right, thanks for having us, and we look forward to the event.